Maxine Waters, Trump is dismantling the post office because he knows he will not win with mail-in voting. By Pam Key on August 23, 2020. Saturday on MSNBC, Representative Maxine Waters, DCA, said President Donald Trump believes he will not win if large-scale mail-in voting was allowed. Therefore, she said he was attempting to dismantle the U.S. Post Office. When asked what she will ask Postmaster General Louis DeJoy when he testifies to the House, Waters said, "Well, the first thing I'd like to ask him is what qualifies you to be the Postmaster General. Did you get appointed simply because you're a big contributor to the president and to the Republican Party? And why were you sent here? What is your mission? Was your mission to do what you've started to do? Dismantle machines that are responsible for sorting mail to get rid of overtime? To remove the blue boxes from our neighborhoods? Is that what you were sent here to do?" She continued, "Were these your thoughts or were you given this mission by the President of the United States because he's afraid of absentee balloting or in-voting balloting? Whatever you want to call it, mail-in voting. Was he afraid of this to the point where he's willing to basically, you know, have a scorched earth policy to dismantle the postal services in order to win?" She added, "That's what it's all about. He believes that with this mail-in voting that he will not succeed. He will not be re-elected, and so he is prepared to do whatever it takes. And of course for me, to dismantle this American institution is just unbelievable how the president can get right in the faces of the American people who's relied on the postal services. Everything from delivering medicine to our seniors, to delivering the checks to our veterans who are looking for those disabled ability checks. To the seniors, to the veterans, to people who basically wanting to communicate with their families, etc., etc. But the President of the United States to disregard all of that and move in quickly without any hearings, without anything. I just think it's unbelievable. I still am shocked at the idea that the President could do this." Follow Pam Key on Twitter at PamKeenan.